Welcome to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. This is Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and we're talking today with some folk from a relatively new community service organization. It's called Rotaract, kind of a combination of Rotary and Action, and their goal is to engage younger professionals and get them involved with community action and get them involved with making a difference in the community through getting together and discussing ways that they can make a difference, and then going and doing so. They've got an event today called, they're hosting an event today, Tuesday, October 1st, out at the Rolling Ridge Event Center in St. Joseph, and it's called Momentum, How 5 Young Leaders Create Success and Make a Difference. The event is free. The panel features some successful young leaders in the community, including Ryan Cross, the CEO of BCI Construction, Eunice Agel Bossampin from the Jugad Leadership Program, Ryan Daniel, CEO of Metrobus, Lynn Bridget Paradise Borger, the president of Colorful Concepts, Painting and Custom Finishing, and Ryan Shep, magician, artist, and downtown business owner of Cream City Tattoo. So today I have in the studio Kimberly Van Dusen and Mike Sawada, both from the St. Cloud Rotaract Club. So welcome to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. How about we just start off, you guys can just introduce yourselves and, well, how are you involved with the organization?
My name is Mike Sawada and I am the president of the St. Cloud Rotaract Club, and I work with some really awesome people who have planned this great event we have coming up on Tuesday, October 1st.
And my name is Kimberly Van Dusen. I'm the marketing specialist with St. Cloud Rotaract. And Mike here can tell you a little more about what we do at St. Cloud Rotaract.
Why don't we get into that? What is St. Cloud Rotaract?
So Rotaract, what is it? It's a group of young individuals in St. Cloud. We're kind of ages 20 to mid-30s. Our whole thing is we kind of base it off three different tiers of community service, professional development, and personal development. So have the ability to give back to the community, help, you know, yourself and the community grow as you can develop your professional career if you would like that part. And then also the ability to get to know a lot more people and be active in the community. You know, while we look at our club, people might say, well, I don't want X, Y, or Z. Well, it kind of brings us all in as a whole, because someone might feel more passionate about the professional development. Someone might feel more passionate about the community service aspect of things. And that's what really brings a lot of diversity to our group as well.
How long has Rotaract been around then?
Rotaract has been around for 4 years now as an official charter organization. A lot of help has been received from the area Rotary clubs to get us up and moving. So quick shout out to the Great River Rotary Club, the St. Cloud Downtown Rotary Club, and the Granite Rotary Club, as they've been excellent in helping us get going in the first couple of years here.
So how is it different than Rotary then?
We really focus a lot on action. You know, you'd notice that there's Rotaract, so there's a little bit of intention on the name itself. So we want to be the people who are not just sitting and talking about ideas, but we're actually talking about the ideas, coming up with ideas to, you know, work on what we can do to have an impact, and then actually going out and executing as well. That's really our big thing, and well focusing on the young people for sure.
Yeah. So it's like you're engaging the community. It's like that's, you know, you can come up with any kind of idea you want, but how do you make it move?
Right, and to be the people to make it move, not, you know, necessarily, well, we can just have somebody else take this over. We want to be the ones, you know, making the moves too.
So before we start talking about the actual event that's coming up, what other things have Rotaract participated in? What things have been going on?
Yeah, so one of the things that's really cool is all of our activities and the things that we've done are all driven by us personally. You know, there's no one standing over us as a governing body saying that you have to do this event or you have to do things this way. So there's a lot of autonomy in that way. So things that we've done is, if you've ever been down to Summertime by George,
mm-hmm.
ever been into the beer gardens there?
Oh, yeah.
we're the ones checking IDs and serving the beer there. So that's one of the places we've gotten a lot of public image. But then, you know, as far as giving back to the community, this year we did pack 100 backpacks to give to the children in need at Madison Elementary. And that is our third year doing that. And we've managed to rotate through the various elementary schools in the St. Cloud School District. So that's been really phenomenal. And then have you are you familiar with the organization Pathways for Youth?
Yeah, oh yes. Done a story on them a little while back.
Sure.
Yeah.
So the Youth Resource Center here in St. Cloud, we did a fundraiser this fall in March. We called it our sock hop event. So 50s themed, you know, like traditional sock hop. Come to the gym, dance in your socks, right? So we were able to raise a bunch of money for Pathways for Youth and help them continue the mission. Well, we've also been involved with kind of getting that organization up and running. We've done some painting. We've done, you know, some sorting of clothes and other donations to Pathways for Youth. So, you know, couple of things that we've done there off the top of our head.
Well, excellent. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Pathways for Youth is for it assists homeless youth in the St. Cloud area. And, you know, this is a classic example of, you know, an organization getting in to help and then realizing, oh, wait, this is a bigger issue than we thought. Because once they started doing outreach, the number of homeless youth in the area, you know, they became aware of just how big the problem was. And it was much larger than anybody thought. And, you know, that doesn't make them shy away. They just keep continuing in their mission and also look for more help to complete their mission. And organizations such as Rotaract comes along and it's like, oh, hey, we can help with that. And then you do. And it's a neat process, I think. Yeah. So, okay, so let's talk a little bit about this event that's coming up, you know, Tuesday, October 1st, out at
the Rolling Ridge Event Center.
Just north of the highway, kind of by the Coburns and the McDonald's there along Division, if you will, if I remember correctly.
Yep, so, just take County Road 75 to St. Joe, turn right as if you're going to Coburn's and keep going about a mile past.
Yep. So what's going on there?
So Momentum, it's about how five young leaders create success and make a difference in our community. So like you said, that is going to be on October 1st from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. It's actually a free event open to the public. And on top of that, there will be food that is free by custom catering by Shortstop and also a cash bar. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And we have five different panelists from St. Cloud that are going to be talking about basically how they develop their career, challenges that they faced, and different things they do to help the community succeed.
Right on. Why don't you let us know who's going to be speaking then?
Sure. We have Ryan Cross, CEO of BCI Construction, Inc. Eunice Ajay, she is president of Adam LLC, and she is the founder of the JUCARD Leadership Program. Ryan Daniel, CEO of Metrobus St. Cloud. Lynn Bridget Boger, president of Colorful Concepts Painting and Custom Finishing. And also Ryan Shep, owner of Cream City Tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Right on. I've talked to some of those people before there. You know, it's quite a group of successful folk there. So
yeah. It's a very different group, and everyone's going to have a really... I guess a very different story to tell. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And we have a lot of really incredible sponsors that have made this event possible and have made it, you know, possible to be open to the public for free, which is really fun.
Yeah, who's going to be sponsoring the event then?
So our presenting sponsor who really stepped up and gave us their beautiful space is Rolling Ridge. And that's in St. Joseph where the event will be held. So we thank them so much and we're so grateful to have this there. It's just an incredible venue. If you have never been there, you should definitely go out.
Yeah, because I used to go there back when it was just, they basically dealt with landscaping and other, how should I put it, just how you would decorate around,
correct.
You know,
yeah.
And they kind of had a shift in their business focus, as actually a lot of folk have. These event center things are kind of popping up here and there, which is kind of neat. And it's nice that that's very accessible and right there. So it's pretty cool that that they're diving in and helping out as well there. So, yeah, who else you got?
So our other sponsors who have really stepped up, BCI Construction. So we actually have, like I said, Ryan Cross, the CEO, speaking on our panel. They've also stepped up as one of our supporting sponsors, so thank you. We have MFP, Opportunity Risk Balance, Boudreaux's Bar, Jack and Jim's, Northwest Mutual, Moss and Barnett, HMA Architects, and Bremer Bank, St. Cloud.
Yeah, well, a lot of sponsors for this thing. That's kind of cool. And, you know, I don't know, what examples of some of the stuff these guys are going to talk about? What can you tell us about that?
Well, it's going to be a surprise, Jeff. You'll have to come out and see. I can guarantee it's going to be inspirational, interesting. It's going to be very casual. Like I said, there's going to be free food. Yeah. It's going to be kind of casual and just fun and open-ended questions and a open panel kind of a discussion and talking about different things they do to be successful, what it means to be successful to them, and how they contribute to the community most important, which is, as a Rotaract group, something that we really value. And you'll have free food and a cash bar as well. So you can't go wrong there.
So you say there's free food.
There will be free food. And it's open to the public. So if you want to come, you can bring your children. Absolutely. You don't have to get a babysitter. Show up and enjoy some food and conversation.
Mm-hmm. One thing I do have to say, Jeff, is I have to give a huge shout out to our organizing committee on this because they did a great job selecting this panel. As you look at who is on the panel, each one of them was selected, you know, because they're a leader in the area, and they're leaders in different segments. You know, you have people who are very active in the St. Cloud Arts. You have people who are active in the nonprofit areas. You have individuals who, you know, run businesses, you know, day to day. So, you know, that's one thing that I'm really looking forward to is it's a very diverse group in backgrounds, too.
Oh, absolutely, because it does, it, you know, to kind of come back to the thing that we were talking about way earlier, there is this stereotype of community service organizations that, you know, they all kind of operate in one way, and, you know, there's a lot of guys smoking cigars going like, well, we're going to sponsor this and not that. Well, but that's not really the way it works, and St. Cloud has definitely demonstrated that. You know, you're talking about Summertime by George. There's this huge event where thousands of people are showing up for free on Wednesday nights through the summer. And, you know, there's that. But then you get these other organizations, Jugad Leadership. You know, I've talked to those folks before, and it is amazing what is going on because, you know, they're dealing with folks that are from an immigrant background, and they are providing the tools for these folks to be successful in America, in life, you know, all the way, you know, and it's not necessarily, you know, people say, you know, oh, it's a financial thing. Well, not necessarily. It's these little things, you know, knowing where to go do your laundry. You know, right. I mean, there's little things that we take for granted as Americans who were born here. We don't have to think about that kind of stuff. Whereas other people, they come here, you know, maybe they haven't driven a car before. That's a possibility. So it's like, okay, well, let's get them in there and help. And then there's other stuff, too, that they do. And then, you know, also, you know, Metrobus, you know, that the guy that they brought in to run Metrobus. Have you met him before?
I haven't yet, but I'm really looking forward to meeting Ryan.
Okay, so he's pretty cool. He's got a thing for buses and trains.
He's a transportation.
Yeah,
I don't want to say nerd, but
no, he's fine with that.
He is okay.
Yeah, he is a nerd. I've talked to him, and it's just he nerded out when I was talking to him, and I thought it was wonderful. Just talking about public transportation. You know, he's got models of trains and buses and everything, and it's just this is something. You know, he's not from here originally. I think he's from New York originally, and you know, that's a huge system there. And you know, he grew up admiring this, and then that has been his career. Is, you know, you wouldn't think that, you know, oh, a career in public transportation. How exciting could that be? Well, you know what? As a kid, he dug it and he got into it. And now, you know, it's his as a, you know, young professional, he has developed his career. He is following his dream. I mean, who knows? He could have been 4 years old when he had this dream and he's following it. And can we even remember our dreams when we were 5, 6, 7? You know,
right.
Maybe a little, but You know, and I think that that's, there are people like that, not only just out in the world, because, you know, we can search the internet, but also right here in our community. And these people are changing our community for the better.
You're in tune to 88.1 FM KVSC and the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. Today we're talking with Kimberly Van Dusen and Mike Sawada about the Rotaract Club and their Momentum event that takes place today at 5 p.m. at the Rolling Ridge Event Center in St. Joseph. It's free and open to the public and is going to be featuring a panel discussion with some of the young business leaders of our area, including Mike Cross from BCI Construction, Eunice Adele Bosselman from the Jugad Leadership Program, Ryan Daniels, CEO of Metrobus, Lynn Bridget Paradise Borger, president of Colorful Concepts, and the man we're going to discuss next in our interview, Ryan Shep, magician, artist, and downtown business owner.
I'll know him.
Oh, yeah. Ryan Shep is just like a jack of many trades. So he is an incredible sleight of hand magician.
Oh, yeah.
Card. He plays with, he does different card tricks as well. I've seen some different things at the Pioneer Place that he's done that have left me confused.
Uh-huh.
How did he do that?
Oh, he's left me confused just out in the street.
Yeah.
It's just like, what?
So he is like a one man cultural phenomenon. He has so much different, you know, experiences to offer and backgrounds, and he's an incredible tattoo artist. And several, you know, people in our group are really excited to see him there because they've gotten their tattoos at Cream City Tattoo. And it's actually kind of funny. So Ryan stepped up to be on our panel kind of last minute, and I really am so grateful to him for doing that. And I realized after he accepted to be on the panel that all of the gentlemen on our panel are named Ryan. And I said, well, Ryan, this is going to get a little confusing. And he said, well, that's because at least every Ryan has something pretty good, you know, something they're pretty good at that's worth talking about. So I was like, well, all right. So,
well, and, you know, you talk about that and talk about how, you know, amazing these people are. Look at, like, Lynn, for example, owner of Colorful Concepts Painting. You know, that's clearly, you know, a male-dominated field. You would think that, you know, to see someone, you know, a blonde young woman, you wouldn't expect her to be the one running some sort of business like that. So it's one of those where it's, you know, like you said, these people have clearly found their passion and decided to cut their own cloth, really, rather than have people around them say, oh, no, you can't do that. So I'm really looking forward to hearing all of their stories more in detail.
Yeah, and I think it's really great. Lynn, you know, we had a bio from her and we had talked to her a little bit, and she said she really wants to help break the stigma of women-owned businesses, especially in the industry that she's in, because it's changing. It's a changing time and there are no limitations anymore, so.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Well, the only limitations these days are just like, what can you do? And,
yeah,
you know, and people, you know, and which is the way it should be. Yeah, it's like, okay, here's, you know, say somebody who runs a business and it's like, I produce this product, whatever it might be, and is the product good? Will people buy it? That's really all that should matter, you know?
Right.
And then, but yet we know that there gets to be other complications within that decision-making process, you know, from customers and whatnot, and you know, but there doesn't need to be. It can just be, okay, what's the product? Is it good? Is it there? And, yeah. So we've talked about just about everybody else involved. Who haven't we talked about on the panel?
So Ryan Cross, he's the CEO of BCI Construction. You know, talk about a company that's well-established in St. Cloud to have a very, you know, prominent company and having, you know, this young man taking this on. You know, the other thing that I really admire about Ryan is I was officiating a JV football game on Monday afternoon. I look across the sideline, who's a volunteer coach other than Ryan Cross? So, you know, one of those where clearly they've got this excellent, you know, business. They could fill, you know, I'm sure every single hour of their day, even the ones that they sleep with this, but still finding time and ways to give back to their community at the same time. So that was, I thought, one of the really cool things about Ryan and that too.
Okay, so the event once again, out at Rolling Ridge Event Center, Tuesday, October 1st. What time does it start again?
5 p.m. until 7:30 p.m.
Right on. And people got to register for this, or they just show up, or what do you think?
You actually do have to register. And if you go to www.rollingridgeeventcenter.com, rotaractmomentum.eventbrite.com. You can register there. Like I said, it is a free event. We just want to have a little bit of a head count.
Totally, totally. You guys have like a Facebook page or anything that people could visit?
We do. So you can actually find us at St. Cloud Rotaract on Facebook. That is R-O-T-A-R-A-C-T. And on there you can see a link to the Momentum event as well.
So after this event, what's your next planned event?
So one of the things that we're actually really excited about, so this event, you know, Tuesday, one-time event, you know, get some exposure. Great, cool, awesome, right?
Yep.
But we as a club, we do meet twice a month, the first and third Tuesday of every single month. And really what we're hoping is after this event, we can spring some people and say, hey, I'm interested in learning more about what does St. Cloud Rotaract do. So on October 15th, we are having our normal meeting. It's at the Red Carpet Event Center. This one will be in the Martini Lounge. Normally we're at the Event Center, but we'll be in the Martini Lounge for our next meeting. And we're hoping that some people stop by. Our meetings normally start at 5:30, and they're fairly casual. Come have a drink. We'll probably have some sort of agenda to run through. Nothing real formal. You don't have to pay any dues the first time or anything like that. We just want to have people come check us out, want to have people who are involved, want to give back to the community and meet some really awesome people. I do have to say I've been part of the Rotaract Club for 4 years now, and I moved back to St. Cloud after college and was kind of like, who am I going to hang out with other than coworkers who you see for 9-10 hours a day as is already? So what am I going to do? Well, I guess I go check out this group, see what it is, and I've formed a lot of great friendships out of the group. I know that we've done a lot outside of our group as a group of friends, and Kim can attest to that as well, that just the people are phenomenal, and we're looking for more of those people as well.
And what I love about Rotaract, too, you know, I'm a young mother, and I don't always have a ton to offer. I can't always attend every single meeting. But the best thing about Rotaract is that everyone is very flexible. So what I can do, which is I'm the marketing specialist, I can do some work at home, and that's my volunteer time. And it's really, you know, created around your schedule and what you have to offer. Another thing is, so on our October meeting, we're going to be joining with the Great River Rotary as well at the Martini Lounge, so you can meet some different Rotary members in the area. And they have been really phenomenal connections, especially for networking. If you're trying to grow your business, some of these people that you meet are just there to support you and be your friend and to steer you in the right direction as a mentor.
No, right on. Yeah, because, I mean, that is one of those things. You know, you mentioned you graduated college, moved away, and then moved back. And, you know, that is something, you know, as we get older, you know, you start thinking, you know, in school, you know, we're talking like grade school, high school, college, and all that. There's a community. Right. You are in the same place, the same physical place with a whole bunch of people. And, you know, you make friends, there's drama, you know how all that goes. But there's a lot of stuff going on. Once you're out of college, once you're in the workforce, that kind of starts to shrink. There aren't the opportunities to really get out there and be with a whole lot of people who are, you know, doing something, maybe a common purpose. You know, I always go back to Summertime by George. There might be, you know, over 10,000 people there, but that doesn't mean you know everybody. You're just sitting there watching the thing. But, you know, you come into a group that is wanting to do something, all of a sudden you got everybody again with a common purpose, and it helps to develop those ties that, you know, once again, we kind of take that for granted, you know, from where we've been. Is, you know, we've got this, it's community.
Exactly. And that's it. We're, you know, really working to make the community in St. Cloud. And, you know, we're probably not going to be able to connect with all 120,000 people there are in the metro area. But, you know, if we can have a really phenomenal group of closely knit people, that's what our goal is.
And it'd be amazing to see what you can accomplish, because it really is.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And one thing that's really great about being here at KVSC is that we would love to grow our connection with St. Cloud State students, especially those that are graduating. If you're looking for some direction or some people to know and people to meet, our group is perfect for that.
Right. And like we said, you know, the Age ranges are usually, you know, people in their 20s to mid-30s. So it's that perfect demographic for someone who's graduating college and wants to get to know some people outside of their immediate community in, like, St. Cloud State.
Yep, it's like the big what's next. You know, okay, kiddos, what's next? Yeah. Anything else you all want to say about anything?
I guess just another thank you to our panelists, Eunice Ajay, Ryan Cross, Lynn Bridget Border, Ryan Daniel, and Ryan Shep. And another thank you to our presenting sponsor, Rolling Ridge, and our supporting sponsors, BCI Construction, MFP, Jack and Jim's, Boudreaux's Bar, Northwestern Mutual, Moss and Barnett, HMA Architects, and Bremer Bank St. Cloud.
Right on. Well, thanks for joining us today on the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota.
Thanks for having us, Jim.
Thank you so much.
And we've been talking with Kimberly Van Dusen and Mike Sawada from the Rotaract Club on today's Untold Story of Central Minnesota. Their momentum event, How 5 Young Leaders Create Success and Make a Difference, is being hosted today, Tuesday, October 1st, at the Roland Ridge Event Center out in St. Joseph, just north of the Coburns, starting at 5 p.m. and running until 7. For links to more information on Rotaract and Momentum, you can find them currently on Facebook simply by searching St. Cloud Rotaract, spelled R-O-T-A-R-A-C-T. Or you can link to it off of our website at kvsc.org under the Podcasts and Untold Stories of Central Minnesota tab and the page for this story. This has been Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, reminding you that you do make a difference in the world, and organizations like Rotaract are a fine vehicle for making those differences really echo through our community. The Untold Stories of Central Minnesota is made possible through support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and has been produced at KVSC, a proud member of AMPRS, Diverse Radio for Minnesota's communities.